This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, May 25th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. The president is at once more ambitious and less ambitious when it comes to waging the war on drugs, stepping down on medical marijuana but funding the rest of the drug war at higher levels than any other president. Cato Institute Vice President Gene Healy says Barack Obama lacks the moral authority to put people in federal prison for things he did as a young man.
So earlier this month, the Obama administration finally released its new national drug control strategy. And as it happened 2 days later, the Associated Press came out with a lengthy report on our 40-year drug war using figures it had gotten from Freedom of Information Act requests. And since 1970, according to the Associated Press report, since Richard Nixon declared drug abuse public enemy number one in the United States, we've spent over $1 trillion trying to improve Americans' character by preventing them from ingesting certain substances like marijuana. Nearly half of that, $450 billion, we've spent locking up 37 million nonviolent offenders and 10 million of those for marijuana possession alone. Now, Barack Obama has gotten a lot of credit from liberal pundits because of his supposedly a softer, more dovish approach to the war on drugs. And there's something to that. But if you look at his national drug control budget, he's spending, as the AP report notes, more than any president ever before on interdiction and enforcement, the war part of the drug war. So you really have to ask yourself whether this is a new approach at all or whether, as in other areas of the Obama administration's policy, the rhetorical differences are far vaster than the actual substantive policy differences.
He's essentially stepped down on enforcing certain marijuana laws in states where it is legal for certain purposes. That doesn't seem like a very big difference.
There are some differences, to be sure, and there are differences that I think are going in the right direction. The new drug czar, Gil Karlikowski, the former police chief of Seattle, has made some moderate noises. And to his credit, Barack Obama has reversed the Bush administration's policy of prosecuting medical marijuana cases in states where that, like California, that have legalized the practice. However, in the new strategy, administration announces that it, quote, firmly opposes the legalization of marijuana or any other illicit drug, and it boasts of the administration's aggressive enforcement approach to pot eradication.
During the campaign, Senator Obama got a lot of credit for being honest in some regards about his own past drug use, and that seems to have carried over in spite of what you're talking about, which is a growing budget for interdiction and enforcement.
Yeah, he was honest on the campaign trail about his past drug use. He wasn't. He wouldn't go in for the Clintonian dodge about inhaling. In fact, he said that inhaling was the point. If you look at Obama's yearbook picture from 1979, in addition to the fact that he's wearing a white leisure suit and a John Travolta style collar, you also notice that there's a picture of some rolling papers and a acknowledgement and a thanks to quote-unquote the Choom gang. Chooming, it turns out, is Hawaiian slang for smoking marijuana. So it probably would be hard for Obama to go with the I didn't inhale option. Nonetheless, he does intend, as the drug strategy suggests, to enforce a policy that locks up thousands of Americans for behavior that's a little worse than what he thought was so amusing 30 years ago. And survey data tells us that there are about 40% of Americans have tried marijuana. What we've got and what Obama is intent on enforcing is a policy that suggests that 100 million Americans are criminals by those lights. And there's probably a problem with that policy. When you consider the fact that, look at all the prominent political elites who have at least tried marijuana. Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Newt Gingrich, Clarence Thomas, Sarah Palin. You know, you keep hearing from the DEA that that pot is a dangerous drug that kills motivation, and you have to wonder if it kills motivation, how do you explain this cast of characters that's tried it? Arguably, Obama lacks the moral authority to enforce this prohibition, and you have to think he must be troubled by it. He's going to face a real test of his character in November, because the voters in California are going to have available to them a ballot initiative that would legalize not just medical marijuana, which is already permissible in California, but recreational use of marijuana, the possession of small amounts of marijuana. And then the question for Barack Obama is going to be, are you going to continue enforcing federal drug law in our nation's largest state? Are you going to continue prosecuting marijuana possession in California? And I think it's going to be very interesting and very telling to see what he does.
In your view, what is the preferred federal policy given current law and the fact that the President of the United States is the chief executive and is somebody who is charged with executing laws that Congress puts on the books?
That's true, but the part of being the chief federal law enforcement officer is knowing how to prioritize. And as the president's already shown, to his credit, he's stopped the prosecution of medical marijuana cases in the 13 or 14 states that have already legalized the practice. And I think that that should California pass this ballot initiative, and polls currently suggest that about 56% of Californians support it, then the president should stand down in this area, prioritize other things. The drug issue is properly considered a state issue. When the progressives wanted to institute alcohol prohibition, they at least had the honesty to realize that they needed a constitutional amendment to give the federal government the power to do that. And the drug issue and marijuana possession is certainly something that that should be handled at the state level, and that properly considered, there's no legitimate federal role.
Gene Healy is a vice president at the Cato Institute and columnist at the Washington Examiner. You can read his latest column on the president's drug war at cato.org.